بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are discussing those deeds prescribed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that carry the reward of Hajj. We spoke of going to the masjid to learn some ilm, to learn some knowledge, and the benefit of performing Salatul Ishraq after the Fajr Salah. And yesterday we spoke of performing wudu at home and proceeding towards a place where the Fard Salah is performed in congregation. One will also receive the reward of Hajj. Another deed that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has prescribed is serving one's parents. This is also an act and a deed which carries the reward of Hajj, not only Hajj but Umrah and Jihad as well. There was a Sahabi, Anas radiallahu ta'ala, who came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, inni ashtahil jihad wa la aqdiru alayh. O Nabi of Allah, I have this great desire to participate and take part in jihad, but I don't have the ability to do so, I do not have the means to do so. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, hal baqiya min walidayka ahadun? Is any of your parents still alive? So he says, yes, my mother is still alive. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, فَأَبْلِلَّهَ فِي بِرِّهَا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, show Allah how you serve her. أَبْلِلَّهَ, tire yourself, exhaust yourself, wear yourself out in serving her, making her khidmah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَإِذَا فَعَلْتَ ذَلِكَ, if you do that, فَأَنْتَ حَاجٌ وَمُعْتَمِرٌ وَمُجَاهِدٌ, then you will be a haji all your life. If that is what you are doing, it won't even be the days of Hajj, but you will be receiving the reward of a haji by serving her and tiring yourself, exhausting yourself in her khidmat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa says, you will be a haji, you will get the reward of one performing umrah, and you will get the reward of participating in jihad. May Allah grant us the understanding.